Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy New Year! It's Eli here, back with the second half of our live episode series from the Hamilton Fringe Festival back in July. This one stars special guest Bree Watson. And I should probably mention, we lost our sound system for the last few minutes of this episode, but luckily the recording is intact. I was going to put in some additional sounds, like, you know, what I would have done if we'd still had our speakers working, but, you know, then the cast started cracking jokes about it, so yeah, I figured, nah, here it is, pretty much as the audience heard it on that night. Enjoy.
She started Improv Niagara out in St. Catharines, Niagara region, and she works at Second City. She's a legend in this community. She's amazing, and she's directing another show that's happening right after here called End With a Kiss.
Yeah! Oh,
yeah. You're in it tonight, baby!
Oh, no.
So with that, I'd love to ask you, first of all, how long has Bree's creature been on the planet?
Two years.
2 years.
Okay.
Nice.
Two years.
What is a physicality that her character might have? So we can talk, like, you know, is she made of smoke? Does she have tentacles for eyes? Does she have suction cups whenever she moves? Like. But yes, what's a physicality that she has?
She has bug eyes.
She has bug eyes. Ooh, how many?
Three.
Does one of them see the future? We don't know.
Ooh.
All right, and what's one more physicality?
Flippers.
Oh, flippers? I love it. And what was the last? What was it?
8 feet tall.
8 feet tall. Sitting in
your
house. Yeah. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
Okay. And then what is a quirk she might have? So does she constantly have a mustache that she plays with? Is she have a little, you know, wink every time she has a talent? She lies. Does she feel guilty about any time she's wrong?
She has an incredibly large sense of entitlement.
She sneezes whenever she gets excited.
Oh.
I love that too. Do you like those?
I love them.
Last thing, what is this creature's name?
Steve Martin.
I'll let you play with that a little bit, just so that Steve is not offended if he ever hears the show and he hears himself as a flippered, bug-eyed, 8 foot tall, well encouraged tea. So, what we do is, like I said, we start with the one where they blank, the one where something happens. So, the one where Beatrix dies in a fire, which happens more often than you think. The one where Bob poisons them all with a horrible souffle, again, happens more often than you think.
The one where they all fall in love with each other.
That's you!
He said love! Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. Okay, we're gonna start the episode. This is called One Where They All Fall in Love. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you in just a sec.
Another beautiful spring day.
I can't believe it. There's something about the weather and the clouds today where I'm just, like, you guys are my best friends. Did I ever say that out loud before? I just wanted to say it out loud one time.
You said it once.
Oh, no. Wait, who was that? Hey.
Yeah, you said it once just now.
You know, that's our buddy, Steve Martin.
Wait a minute.
What?
What? Steve Martin?
It's me.
You know, you guys not, this is Steve Martin. I brought them back from the woods.
You brought a stranger back from the woods?
Not a stranger, Steve Martin.
Yeah, they're not a stranger as long as you know their name and you've said, hey.
I understand.
I mean, I already kind of feel belong here, if you ask me.
Steve Martin!
Oh, I guess, if you say so, who am I to ostracize someone from our little group of friends? You're a part of the club now, Mr. Martin!
I'll hug you with my flippers.
Oh, it's wet.
Morning, Al.
Hi, how are you doing?
Morning, Bob, Beatrix.
Morning.
Oh, Steve.
Good morning! Sleep well. I know you did. I made you a pancake.
Oh, again? You don't have to keep doing this. Oh, and the little heart. Oh, and the syrup for the eye. Oh,
I put
Steve.
Three eyes on it.
But I'm the cook.
Oopsie. Oh, no. I don't want to step on your toes there, Bob.
No, it's okay.
It's okay. Bob.
Bob, I made you a pancake, too.
You what?
Yeah. Instead of like having heart in a syrup, I made it with like a little cupid shape, and it's got an arrow pointing right at your third eye.
Is that like a euphemism?
No, it's a pancake. No one's ever made me a pancake or really any food before.
Well, that's so crazy. It seems to me like somebody who spends their whole time making food for other people should sometimes be treated to food themselves.
Yeah,
I guess...
I couldn't say it better myself.
I guess that would suggest that occasionally I should be treated to HR work.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Please, God, no.
Oh, no, this isn't going to be one of those times where we all do a montage of each other's jobs and it fails miserably, is it? Oh, no.
Is it Wednesday?
I see what you've been talking about their talking back to people in authority.
Oh, you mean me?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm in.
You're the HR manager.
Oh.
You are in charge of human resources.
I just keep everything running.
I would like to make a point. As a robot, Bartholomew can tell me to do nothing, because I'm no human.
But do you want to be told sometimes?
Sometimes I think I need to be told what to do. Left to my own devices, I always get into trouble.
Look up here.
Okay. Whoa, yeah. You're big.
I am.
Biggest. You're huge. Okay, I'm looking right into your two eyes, but your third eye is calling me. Oh, it's calling me to look deeper and deeper into it. And the deeper I stare, the less that I feel.
Wait, Alberta! Alberta, you know you never look at the third eye! Close your eye! Alberta! Never look at the third eye! That brings out a part of Steve we don't talk about.
Well, I can hear you.
Listen, Steve Burton, you're totally welcome here, but I just don't like it when you do that whole hypnosis thing.
Ooh. Oh, Beatrix.
I'm not looking.
Beatrix, you're the one who needs the most.
What?
Come on.
No, I...
Look at what you do around here.
No, I just scout and hunt and forage and make sure everybody's safe.
I took some of the berries you foraged.
Beatrix, take your own advice.
What advice? There is no advice, only Steve.
Well, she's lost.
I hope you enjoy your two pancakes with foraged berries on it.
I love pancake.
Well, my work here is done. Now the base will be mine.
Cut to the kitchen.
Beatrix is just eating from a very, like, empty plate.
Bob is just staring at his single pancake.
Pancake.
Beatrix. Bob. Beatrix. Bob. I've been slapping them hard in the face, and nothing I do is really registering any responses.
Yeah, but things are so orderly now, right?
Guess, but like is that what we're striving for, is order?
No.
Oh, that is what we're striving for?
Why... I mean, I don't know your personal feelings.
Well, it just feels like based on our past misadventures, order is the last thing on any of our minds. But okay, order. I'll be orderful then.
Do I file all those forms then?
Well, I thought that was sort of a compulsion that you had personally.
See, you guys keep saying that.
Well, just who's checking up on you? Who's making sure the files are in order? It's a you thing, guy. Come on.
Well, be that as it may, I think things are all right. Aren't they?
Pancake.
Beatrix is enjoying her plate.
Beatrix is trying to eat a Formica tabletop with a fork and knife. Bob's normal. He's doing exactly what Bob does.
Oh, hey guys.
Oh, wait. Oh, I actually thought he was hypnotized. Yes. I guess he's just regular.
That's just his personality,
oh,
I guess.
Yeah.
I was just admiring the one piece of food someone once gave me. I don't remember who it was.
I have a hard time placing that behavior.
I honestly can't tell if he's hypnotized, if he's fine, or if he has slipped and hit his head somewhere down the line. Bob, how many fingers am I holding up?
You don't have any fingers.
Dang, you got me there. Okay. Well, I tried all my things. Let's talk to Steve about it.
Who's Steve?
Oh, he's walking down the hall. I'm
flowing down the hallways, like on my belly, like flip, flap, flip, flip, dip, dip. Bloop, bloop,
so
I'm
long.
Not talking about what I'm doing. Flip a dip a dip. So, you guys rang? Hey.
Hi.
Steve, we're just trying to figure out if you've hypnotized Bob into complacency or if he just has an IQ that makes him like that.
I am here.
He's here. You look at him. Look into those eyes. Here, I made you a smoothie, Bob.
A what?
A smoothie. It's got a bunch of different fruits in it, and somehow that makes it healthier than anything else.
Two pieces of food.
I hope you're not lactose intolerant.
I am. Oh. It's okay.
Well, I made one with oat milk just in case. Here you go.
Three pieces of food.
Now, if y'all wouldn't mind just showing me where your, you know, like, big, important data is.
Sure, I'll show you. It's down the basement. Well, come with me.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bloop, bloop,
bloop, bloop, bloop. I think things are rapidly deteriorating to an out-of-hand scenario.
Yeah, I mean, I see where you're getting that from. Is this one of those situations where if we just ignore it, maybe it goes away?
Like a fire?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, probably. But maybe just to be safe, we should pick up Beatrix and we should follow closely behind.
Okay, so not ignoring it at all, then.
Well, I guess I contradicted myself there, but let's push forward! Come on!
Well, okay.
Pancake.
You grab her legs, I'll grab her arms, we'll just carry her firearm style.
Sure, let's do that in audio form.
Cut to Beatrix's brain.
Oh.
Pancake.
Oh, why is everything fuzzy?
Pancake.
What? What is it?
That looks like a pancake.
There's so many... Why is it smoky? Where am I?
It's me.
Steve
Not
Merton?
A pancake.
Wait.
Have you heard of a pancake puppy?
What?
A pancake puppy. I brought one for you.
You can eat it.
Steve, this is no time for a pancake anything. We're lost. Something's going on. This is weird.
But doesn't it feel good?
Huh?
Doesn't it feel good to just slip into the syrup and enjoy just being with the pancake?
It's a pancake adventure.
Maple.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. Y'all acting real weird.
Y'all? You mean the synapses in your brain?
What do you mean my brain? Have you placed me in a brain dungeon?
I gave you a pancake.
Oh, no. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. Oh, Steve, I thought you were good, but you fooled us all. Oh, complacency. Oh, I see how this is. I'm gonna just wake myself up. I can wake myself up. Beatrix!
Who are you talking to? I'm out with Bob right now.
What? No. Oh!
Bob.
Oh, no.
Hey, Bob.
Oh, hey, sorry. I was just spacing out there thinking about pancakes.
How's the smoothie?
Wow, it was really good. Like,
they say the way to a man's heart is with a smoothie.
Yeah, I kept alternating between the lactose-free and the lactose-plus.
Would you do me a favor?
Of course.
Would you just massage my flipper? Just the right one.
Yeah, of course. Where do you want me to massage it?
When you find it, you'll know. Oh.
Ah, stop! Can't you hear me? Ah!
Do you like that?
I do like that.
I like your touch.
Oh, thanks. It's sort of smooth and silky, and it's like massaging me back.
Yeah.
Are we gonna talk
it's
about what Bob is doing?
Massaging you all the way
doing?
Into your heart, isn't it? Into your heart.
Well, he's not doing it anymore, so I don't think there's anything to talk about, but his murder was quite jarring to watch. Steve Martin, why are you murdering our friends?
Honestly, I didn't think he would die.
Oh!
I thought... I gotta be honest with you. I thought I've been alone here on this planet for 2 years, okay? And I just saw you people and I need love. That's all I'm saying, okay? I thought my flipper massage technique would get into his heart and help him love me.
Aww.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Don't let him touch you, Bartholomew!
But I kind of know what she means.
Bartholomew.
I like it when people say my whole name.
Bartholomew.
Barty!
Massage that
I
flipper.
Prefer Bartholomew.
I'll say it over and over again.
Me too. Okay. That'll be my hypnotized thing. Bartholomew.
Oh, no. Oh, no, she's killed everybody, and I'm just stuck in this meat suit. How do I communicate with Al? How do I...
Steve Martin, if I show you where our data is, will you not do what you're doing to me as well?
Oh, no!
Well, the thing is, I feel like I deserve to see the data.
I
feel like I've worked real hard.
Yeah.
And it's time for me to see the data.
Yeah, I'll show you the data. Don't worry, I don't want to get in any trouble with you. I don't want to get any trouble. I don't want you to put your flipper on me because it looks really gross and everyone dies when you touch him.
Oh, yeah, but it's not, there's no way that would happen to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Back
to the bottom
room. Ooh, for a second there, I thought my heart was coming out of my chest.
Oh.
Why do I have a pancake in my pocket?
Bob?
Hey, Barty. Don't see you in here often.
That's good news, I guess.
Pod buddies!
Okay.
I can't reach you. We should probably open them.
Yeah, I've never really... Is there like a...
Well, it's like the sound's not working and I can't open it.
Does that mean...
really cool, like, opening sound.
Okay, we can do that.
I did it.
It sounds like the hydraulics are leaking.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, you're stuck in your pods. Uh-oh.
I'm up on the I'm up on her shoulder. Hi, guys. I'm up on their shoulder. Yeah.
He likes to telegraph what he's doing at all times. Hello?
Oh, no, you're stuck in your pods. I guess you can't come out. And I guess this data's mine. And I guess this base is mine.
I've coalesced to this stronger person in the room, and I'm on Martin's side now.
Cool. That's fine if you want to take the base. Once you're done taking the base, can we come out of the pods?
You're staying in them pods!
Okay.
You're staying in them pods.
Is there any chance, and hear me out, that an impassioned speech would change your mind?
You know what? I'm intrigued.
You don't want him to.
No, not from Bob. Not from Bob, though.
When you were inside my head, I felt something. And the way I see it, you can only make me feel something if you feel something, too. It's what? Just physics.
My flippers are getting sweaty.
Gross.
You claim to want data... But you get it from us by preying upon our love. Are you sure it isn't love that you really want? You look for it in numbers. We all do it. But it's love. You want us to hypnotize you. What would that look like? Like what? If you were to just like describe your weakness, what would that be?
I guess it would start with like, you know, a walk on the beach.
Okay.
You would be walking and I'd be swimming, obviously.
Hang on, let me.
And then you'd give me your data and.
See, I feel like we're regressing a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, you're trying to work me over. You're all trying to work me over.
I'm just eating a pancake in my pod.
Yeah, I want love. I want love, but I want it for everybody. I don't want love. I've been alone for 2 years out here. Okay, 2 years without love. Have you ever experienced that? It's the worst in the world. 2 years without love or the physical act of love. That's all I want for me and for you and for the data.
And as she's giving the speech, Beatrix comes up behind her with a knife and just slices at her throat.
Pancake!
Maple syrup flies out all over the place.
Oh, it's sticky now.
Beatrix takes the knife and goes right into the third eye. Pancake!
I was going to get on Beatrix's shoulder. I'm going to the strongest person in the room again. I'm on your side and always have been, Beatrix. Yeah!
Pancake.
Oh, she's still pretty messed up, ain't she?
I loved you.
With one final stab, Beatrix gets her in the eye.
You especially.
Whoa.
But it feels kind of good.
Ow. Pancake. Kick.
Well, I don't know about you, Barty, but I vote for we staying in the pods for life. See?
Civilized, starring Christy Bolton, Sean Howard, Michael Davinsky, and Phil Johnston, with special guest Bree Watson. Live sound by Eli Hamada McElveen, and technical assistance from Mark Nascimento. Recorded before a live audience at the Staircase Studio Theater as part of the Hamilton Fringe Festival 2022. For more information, please visit civilizedpod.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
The buyer awaits your decision, poised as one both ready for a fight and assured of its outcome. I'll have that relic now.
That cool pretty boy have more healing. We gonna need it.
You guys might. One of you dies and I'm running for it, so don't.
We'll have to use every advantage, and we've not many left.
So I'm confused. What am I supposed to say to him?
Marcus, it's a role-playing game.
Right.
So, you're this holy guy, Benedict.
Right.
And he's just joined this adventuring party.
Right. Why?
Because we needed someone to heal us and not ask questions.
Dom!
What?
Any reason you want, Marcus. That's the great thing about this game. You can be anyone you want. Do anything you want, for any reason, so long as it's true to your character.
Cool. I totally got this.
Wait, but...
This artifact belongs to my church, and as such, I cannot part with it for any price. What did I say?
Kill them all!
The Ordinary Epic, a podcast series about the extraordinary, the ordinary, and something in between. Listen now at theordinaryepic.com or on your favorite podcast app.